I want to talk about yesterday's World Cup soccer game, Iran versus the United States. It's not because I'm a huge soccer fan. I am not. I did watch most of yesterday's game. A friend was hosting a watch party, and I said, sure, you know, Iran versus the United States, okay. Happy to root for the Americans. Now, if we had won or tied, we would have been eliminated. And instead, what happened was the United States won 1-0. So by the narrowest of margins, we won the game. And so we advanced to, I think, Saturday. And if we win on Saturday, we're up against the Netherlands, then the United States will be in the final eight, which is kind of a big deal because the United States is kind of thought as an also-ran when it comes to soccer. I mean, like, you know, yeah, they play in the States and it's gaining some popularity, but come on, it's not Barcelona. You know, it's not Manchester, England. It's not like South America. But if we win on Saturday, we'll be in the final eight, and they started with 32 teams.
Yeah, that would be pretty historic if the U.S. beats Netherlands on Saturday.
So the captain of the team is a young man named Tyler Adams. Tyler Adams was speaking. He looks to be either African-American or multiracial. And it matters. You'll hear why in just a moment. But he was speaking at a press conference, and an Iranian reporter decided to get into his face a little bit. And I want you to hear how Tyler Adams handled the situation. It got political, in other words. And here is how 23-year-old Tyler Adams handled this reporter who had mastered the American media art of gotcha journalism.
You say you support the Iranian people, but you're pronouncing our country's name wrong. Our country is named Iran, not Iran. Please, once and for all, let's get this clear. Second of all, are you okay to be representing a country that has so much discrimination against black people in its own borders? And we saw the Black Lives Matter movement over the past few years.
My apologies on the mispronunciation of your country. Yeah, that being said, you know, there's discrimination everywhere you go. You know, one thing that I've learned, especially from living abroad in the past years and having to fit in different cultures, is that in the U.S. we're continuing to make progress every single day. I grew up in a white family with an African American heritage and background as well. So I had a little bit of different cultures, and I was very very easily able to assimilate in different cultures. So you know, not everyone has that ease and the ability to do that, and obviously it takes longer to understand, and through education I think it's super important, like you just educated me now on the pronunciation of your country. So it's a process. I think as long as you see progress, that's the most important thing.
How about that? That's a 23-year-old soccer player who handles this reporter very well. Now, I have to admit, you know, Philip J. Vandervoort III said that if he had been at the press conference,
yeah,
and the reporter had to say, oh, you mispronounced our country, he says, well, you're offended because I mispronounced your country's name, and I shouldn't be offended when your country's leaders call America the Great Satan?
Yeah. And then my understanding is that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was a former president of Iran.
And a soccer player, by the way.
Okay. And he had attributed to him, He did not believe in the Jewish Holocaust in World War II.
Right.
Didn't believe that Israel as a state had the right to exist. And then Iran has had religious mullahs that have also believed that Israel doesn't have. They don't acknowledge the nation of Israel, don't believe that it has a right to exist. So how does this Iranian sports reporter come off talking about discrimination in America?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, clean your own house first, pal.
Well, first of all, I wish that we could talk about Holocaust denial and Israel abolition as in the past tense when it comes to Iranian leaders, religious and government leaders. You should know that if people don't, Iran is a theocracy.
Yeah.
Okay, they have a government that people elect, but the supreme mullahs decide who runs.
Yeah, so. And that's, I think, an important distinction here. There is a massive chasm between the people of Iran, who are, I think, fantastic, and probably in a lot of ways, people on the ground in Iran
don't have
a grievance against the United States.
No, right now, in you go to Iran, they've got a great set of grievances against their own leaders. And they're in the streets demonstrating. And, of course, in Iran, that gets you shot. 400 people have died across Iran in these protests and demonstrations that were sparked by a young woman being beaten to death by the, quote, moral police of Iran. They grabbed her, threw her into her van, and beat her to death because either she wasn't wearing a hijab or she wasn't wearing the face covering correctly.
Properly. Yeah. So that's the difference, the ruling class in Iran versus the regular Iranian people.
The people.
Massive difference there. And everything that I've heard about Iranians is that they are incredibly hospitable people. And their custom is to invite strangers, if you were to be a tourist in their country, invite strangers into your home and show you as much hospitality, more so than you could probably ever imagine, certainly as a Westerner. So they sound like just immensely hospitable people, but this Iranian reporter, man, that guy needs to he needs to look in the mirror.
Well, he's obnoxious, but so are half the people on ESPN. Okay.
Comes with the sports reporting territory in the 21st century, huh? Where are the Howard Cosells?
The only thing worse than an obnoxious sports reporter is an obnoxious sports reporter talking about politics, which is what they have entirely too much of on ESPN. And, of course, they've suffered for it, so now they are supposedly trying to, you know, tamp down the politics. Don't know how inevitably successful that will be.